Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Bowerly.
Yes.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
Okay. All right. It is 8 minutes after four at News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, you know, those of you of a certain age who don't know anything about the Second World War. Oh, if you had to start with one series, I would start with The World at War. It's all you have to do. Search The World at War. I think there's 23 different episodes thereabouts, but it covers everything from the early days of the Second World War, the Pacific Campaign, the European Campaign, the campaign in the Far East, the Red Army, the French defeat, the French resurgence—I mean, the Holocaust. It is—it's really a remarkable piece of work after all of these years, and we're talking like about 40 years. It stands up as an amazing bit of documentary work, narrated by Sir Laurence Olivier, and like I listen to his voice and I listen to how he reads the script. And I am in awe, absolute awe of Laurence Olivier. I just, like, perfect voice for that series. Unbelievable. And not to ramble too much, but it is President's Day. And presidents sometimes ramble, and I will take the liberty of rambling myself. If you ever, want to watch a really great introduction into the First World War, check out, and it's in color, which brings it to special life, check out Apocalypse, World War One Apocalypse. There are four or five episodes. I think it starts off with Fury, and then Rage, Hell, Deliverance. And it is, it's a great overview of the First World War. And I'm going to say what I say probably once a week, maybe once every couple of weeks. If you want to understand all of the stuff that has happened in the last 100 years in the world, you have to study World War One. It all started with World War One. The world we know today would not exist today had it not been for World War One, triggered by a simple assassination of a guy who actually wanted to reform the Austro-Hungarian Empire, who was slain with his wife in Sarajevo. And here's the thing, the guy, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, he couldn't even pass the throne on to his kids because he'd married a woman of lower birth status who died with him on her first official state trip with him. Kind of sad. But Franz Ferdinand also was a pretty avid hunter himself, killed about 100,000 animals in his life. He was a trophy hunter. So at the end of the day, he was the trophy, and Princip bagged him. But anyway, the documentary is Apocalypse World War One. You look it up. It's on. It's go to YouTube and check it out. It's really a pretty cool bit of work. And I got the sense that they were trying to copy a little bit of World at War about World War II, except translate it to World War I. And speaking of these kinds of documentaries, because I know you guys are into this kind of stuff, if you do a search for videos on World War I aviation, don't laugh. I am a total nerd, all right? World War I aviation videos, there's one that's about an hour and a half long, and it literally had me riveted. I did not want to go to sleep. It was one of those where it's Saturday night, and you think to yourself, yeah, I really should be getting this. I can't turn this off. If I rest my eyes, no, I don't want to rest my eyes. I don't want to miss a second of what's going on here. Just enormously enlightening. It was phenomenal. So anyway, that's how I spend my spare time. Anyway, welcome to the show, Bowerly with you on a Monday. And if you are just joining us, I am delighted. I am thrilled that you guys have waded with me into the world of news. And we have debunked what I think can safely be called mostly fake news that another talk show host reported on his show and website. There is no gag order against public health people or law enforcement, public safety people talking about any suspected or confirmed cases of coronavirus in New York State. That part of it is fake. There is no factual evidence to support that contention. And as to there being multiple cases of coronavirus, we'll split hairs. I don't know how many cases there are of coronavirus. Coronavirus is a family, as our physician who called in pointed out, it's a family of virus, okay? There isn't just one coronavirus, but the one that's got everybody freaked out is Wuhan or coronavirus 19. And in terms of that one, guess what? Not one suspected, not one confirmed case of coronavirus in all of Western New York, not just North Tonawanda. So if you get the inference in the other talk show host's website that there are people who are being held incommunicado and under the strictest Chinese-like secrecy in North Tonawanda with coronavirus 19, Wuhan virus, that is erroneous. In fact, somebody I know very, very well has been in touch with me. This is somebody who is in hospitals all over Western New York each and every day. And I would think that he'd at least get me some samples of Dilaudid, but he's let me down every time. But he is in hospitals each and every day. And he assures me, he reconfirms that there are no coronavirus 19 cases in Western New York or suspected coronavirus 19 cases in Western New York. If there were, you have to trust me, he would be in a position to know. So as far as corona 19 in this area, fake news. It's not real. I am grateful to people who brought this to my attention, and I'm grateful because we were able to get to the truth. Because, again, not to go on about this, but when somebody in New Jersey is talking this stuff about my market, and I can't get people to back up the his purported facts, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe your own ears? Or are you going to believe somebody in New Jersey? You want to believe the guy in New Jersey? That's your prerogative. You can believe what you want. You want to believe the Holocaust didn't happen? You can believe that if you want to. But it is what it is. And believe me, if people were dropping dead around here or suffering with coronavirus 19, I would have gotten that on email or a private text from somebody known to me or a caller. Okay. How many times have we gotten to the facts of a story together, you and me, on the radio, and we've tracked down fake news, and we've been able to elaborate on genuine news an awful lot over the years? You know, and I'm grateful, as always, for your kind assistance in this matter. Now then, let us move on to something else. How would you like to make $500,000 a day? $500,000 a day.
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah, I would suggest probably not going into radio, at least not as a talk show host or an on-air talent. I don't think Rush Limbaugh makes $500,000 a day. But the school speed zone beacons are going up. And check this out. Mayor Brown says that 10,000 cars speed through the school speed zone zones every day. It's a $50 ticket. Shall we do the math together? What is 10,000 times $50? $500,000. My question to you is, are these cameras, do you think it's they're really about safety? Or do you think that they're really about a cash grab? This is an easy way to pick the pockets of motorists. And because they're not going to put a mark on your license, it's not going to affect your insurance, which means that chances are you're not going to bitch and moan about it as much as you would if you got points on your license and your insurance rates started going up. But there is a potential. If 10,000 cars a day are speeding through school zones where these cameras are located, simple math says that's $500,000 every single day that possibly could be going into the city of Buffalo's coffers. Now, there's an interesting thing about speed zones and speed limits, and you might have seen this phenomenon take place at some point in your life. Everybody hates it when somebody speeds down their street, where they live and where their children play. Slow down, my children play here. People hate it when motorists right by their house. Can't stand it. But when it's somebody else's street and they get busted speeding, they feel as though they're being prosecuted as a war criminal. Now, do you believe that this is really about speeding in school zones? And by the way, did we have, was I asleep when we had a spate of kids being struck by speeding vehicles outside of schools in the last 10 years? I don't remember a single case where that happened. Was I asleep? I might have been. Is there always a possibility? I do like dilaudid. But that's another story. But these cameras have gone up. And are you happy about it? And those of you who live in the burbs, this might not affect you. You might have nothing to do with the city of Buffalo. Would you like to see your town, your village, your city put up these speed zone cameras outside of schools to make sure that vehicles slow down to what they're supposed to be doing as they pass schools? I pass a school or two every day, twice. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, a lot of people calling in about this. These school speed zone cameras, good idea, bad idea? Did you get one of the warning tickets like one of our coworkers here at Entercom Buffalo received in the mail? And the story, by the way, is at WBEN.com. And if you're unfamiliar with it, real quickly, let me just get through this just for background, not because I like hearing myself talk, believe me. Drivers in Buffalo have been warned about speeding in school zones, receiving notices in the mail. Once flashing beacons go up, those warnings could lead to a $50 fine. We're in the process of installing them right now at Canisius High School on Delaware and Mikowski Early Childhood Learning Center at Jefferson and Best, says the Buffalo Parking Commissioner, Kevin Helfer. Drivers told them it wasn't fair how close they were before seeing the signs and cameras. We heard very clearly They felt they were entering the school zones, and they came upon them rather quickly without warning. We ordered the beacons a couple of months ago with every intention of installing them as soon as we can. Kevin Helfer says the beacon will flash amber lights, reminding drivers they're about to enter a 15-mile-an-hour speed zone, which I think is about the speed limit now in the Skajakwita. If cameras catch you speeding, once those beacons go up, you are going to be dinged $50, but it's not going to affect your license, which I find kind of weird. To get a speeding ticket and have it treated like a parking ticket without having to plead out in traffic court? The public, you will be informed once the beacons go live. Rob Lucas, who is one of our co-workers here, received a notice for doing 37 miles an hour in a 15 zone by McKinley High School. He is a speeding maniac, apparently. But every single day, ladies and gentlemen, so far, 10,000 vehicles a day are speeding through school zones. So if it's a $50 fine and 10,000 people a day continue to speed in these areas, that's 500,000 ka-ching, ka-ching to the city each and every day. Would you like your town to consider putting these things up by your kid's school? And I will say that I must have been asleep.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If we've had a spate of children being mowed down by vehicles over the last 10 years outside of schools, it's news to me. I ain't heard about it. Here is Bill in South Buffalo. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a money grab. You know, the mayor was so quick to give statistics on how many cars and if someone is hit at 15 miles an hour versus 30, the damage that can be done. But somehow he neglected to say, as you were saying, how many accidents in the last 10 years happened in school zones because of speeding. He just picked the statistics that were convenient for him to go along with his point.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel very comfortable in saying it has not exactly been an epidemic. But we've learned with the Skajakwita that all it takes is one very connected family to be affected, and then things change.
Yeah, I was on the Skajakwita just the other day, and it's ridiculous trying to go the speed limit they have posted there. And going, I saw cars pulled over, and coming back, I saw cars pulled over. And all I can think is more money for the coffers for the city. It's takes no time to change it, knee-jerk reaction, but when you come down to it, the speed limit was fine the way it was.
Well, I believe the speed limit has always been 15, but just not enforced.
Well, I didn't mean in the city. I'm talking about now in the Skajakwita. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I think they want to lower the Skajakwita to about 1 mile an hour and allow tricycles only.
Yeah, I mean, I live right across the street from a school, and people do speed down my street, and they shouldn't be going, like, you know, 40 miles an hour down this, any street, whether there's a school there or not. But how many children have been hit by speeding cars? That would be an interesting statistic for our mayor to give us.
I would like to see that statistic myself specifically. I'd like to know how many kids have been hit outside of schools in these affected areas over the last 10 years.
Absolutely. It would be nice if the mayor would give us that, but it's doubtful he will.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Of course, you know what the response is going to be. If it saves just one life. All right. And maybe you'd like to see this in your neighborhood. I mean, there's nothing that says Amherst can't do the same thing. Nothing that says West Seneca can't do the same thing. How about it? You down with that? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, man, that's such a great song. You know, I often think of the guy who is the recording engineer hearing take one of that and just knowing, yeah, that's a hit. That's a solid hit. Anyway, it is 4:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about those new cameras put in the city of Buffalo around school zones. And do the math. If 10,000 vehicles per day are speeding through school zones and it's a $50 fine, that's $500,000 per day, ka-ching, ka-ching, coming in for revenue. But here's the interesting thing. It's not going to count as a infraction on your driver's license. So it's not going to cost you more for auto insurance. And you won't get points on your license. But it's about safety. Which leads me to ask the question, was I asleep when we had a spate of kids being run down by speeding cars in front of schools? Was I not conscious then? Because I don't remember this being an epidemic problem. So is it really safety or is it a cash grab? Now, some of you are saying, well, screw it. I'm going to turn the radio because I don't drive in Buffalo. I don't live in Buffalo. Wait just a minute. You live in Lockport. You want to see Lockport do this? You want to see North Tonawanda do it? Kenton? Why not? And I have a question. I don't know the answer to it, but I have a question. Is it going to be during the entire school day? And then is it going to be adjusted for holidays? Because school's not in session, right? Are they going to get us at 7 o'clock at night or just during the school day? And why wouldn't it be just when the kids are getting into and out of school? Well, because the high school kids have different schedules. Okay, all right, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about a revenue stream. Holy cow. I mean, this is going to generate some serious dollars for the city of Buffalo. Do you know how many political patronage jobs you can hire for $500,000 a day? Damn. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I do want you to remember that it's Donald Trump's fault, though, okay? Here is Phyllis in Boston on WBEN. Phyllis.
Yeah, hi, Tom. George Orwell was right. He always said Big Brother was coming and watching you. This is really nothing but a big money grab. And about 2 weeks ago when I was driving right next to Canisius High School, because they work in around the city, driving here and there, about, you know, 4 or 5 days later, I got a ticket. It was just a warning. And then I was reading the top of where all this, it seems like where the money goes, and from what I understand, the cameras are loaned from a company in Massachusetts, and all of the tickets are processed out of a company in, I forgot the name of the city, in Massachusetts.
Really?
Yes. So, on, I mean, and...
I wonder if they're wetting their beaks with the fine money.
Someone's getting some money. I mean, this...
In other words, what you're saying is they're providing the cameras gratis to the city, possibly in an exchange for a percentage of the revenue they generate?
Absolutely.
I'd like to know if that's true.
A ticket on the back, on the top of the ticket, have a company from Massachusetts that where all the processing is done for this ticket. So if I get a ticket, it came from Massachusetts. The other thing I heard, too, and it's through the entire school year, and it can be from 7 in the morning until 6 p.m., because, you know, some kids are still on the bus at 6 p.m. at night. But it will not be on, the cameras will not be on days off like today.
In theory, have you ever known anything that people program that actually works 100% of the time as it does in theory?
Exactly. Another thing that I have to say, I live in the town of Boston. My kids all went to the Village of Hamburg schools. There's got to be about 4 or 5 schools in the Village of Hamburg, and then, of course, Frontier. Anytime I pass a school, we have big triangle, bright green fluorescent style signs that say, you know, school zone, and they let you know ahead of time. So now the city just put up beacons to warn us. Otherwise, they would have just been grabbing money right out of our pants. Like you said, $500,000 a day? I did the math early this morning, too, when I heard the 10,000 tickets. I think this is ridiculous. I'm all for safety. Are you kidding? But I agree with you. I don't remember many kids getting killed or hit or in school zones. This is nothing but a big cash grab. And I don't know if it goes to Cuomo or who it goes to, but I agree. People should start worrying because things may be changing in different towns and cities.
Well, exactly. People listening who have nothing to do with the city of Buffalo may think, well, I don't need to listen to this because it doesn't affect me. But, hey, it could start in Buffalo and spread to Amherst and Cheektowaga, Maryvale. And
I mean, come on. We're all Western New Yorkers. Don't you go to the city at some point from 9 in the morning till 6 at night? And you could be the one that, you know, gets a ticket and $50, yeah, and it's not going on, you know, on your license or whatever. But this is...
Well, one of the problems with this, too, one of the problems with these photograph ticket things is that they do not account for real-life traffic situations. For example, somebody riding your ass.
Right.
And you actually have to go faster to avoid being rear-ended.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I was shocked when I opened that letter, and I can't tell you what a clear picture of my RAV4 and my license plate was, just like I was looking at, you know, at it right on target. I mean, it was such a great picture. These cameras got to cost a lot of money. I want to know who's paying for these. It's just so ridiculous. Just put some flashing lights there, and I think everybody would abide and say, okay, this is a school zone. The cameras, as far as I'm concerned, are 100% unnecessary. And again, nothing but a big cash grab for whoever, I don't know, bring that money back to Buffalo. You know, what do we want to do with it?
All right. We'll see what some other people have to say. Okay, so how does the business arrangement work? Did the city buy the cameras? Are they leasing the cameras? Are they being given by the company in exchange for a percentage of the fine money? I don't know these details, but somebody out there is going to know them. And again, of course you shouldn't speed in a school zone. I think we all understand that. But the $50 fine, 10,000 cars a day, half a million a day. Let's just say that half the people who were speeding during the test period stop speeding once the beacons go up. That's still a quarter of a million a day. Not exactly chump change. Let's go back to the calls. Here is Corey in the car on WBEN. Corey.
How are you, sir?
Sir.
So one of my first techs was out driving, and I think it was back in January, he ended up getting a warning in the mail to our business. And in the process of that, I can verify what your previous caller said with the cameras being built from a company in Massachusetts. And frankly, I've got to agree with her 100%. I don't know who's paying for them, how they were installed, and things along those lines. And what's the city going to do with $500,000 a day? I mean, I've got to assume at that point in time that I better not be driving through a pothole anymore.
Oh, look, if I know our local politicians as well as I think I know them, they'll manage to hire their ne'er-do-well cousins and fifth relatives.
I agree with you. I agree.
All right, thanks very much. Does anybody... Okay, here's where I need to appeal to you. Anybody have the business plan for this? Anybody know what the deal is? Did the city buy the cameras? Are they leasing the cameras? Did the company provide the cameras in exchange for a rake-off from the fine money? Like, you know how fundraisers, hey, we're collecting for such and such organization. Of course, we're going to keep 95% and the other organization gets 5%, but we're fundraisers. You know, here's our next caller on WBEN. It's Jimmy in Tonawanda. Jimmy.
It's Jerry, but that's okay. I think, Tom, that it's definitely a money grab. But you know what? Mayor Brown, what does he, with all this money, I think one of the TV channels should look into, like they said, who's paying for all this and where's the money going to? It's like every year before school, all these teachers are saying, oh, poor kids. Oh, my God, they can't pay for their pencils and everything, and I pay for them out of my pocket. Well, what's your school taxes going for? Like in Tonawanda, I pay like $800 a year in school taxes. If, say, for instance, there's 50,000 people in Tonawanda, that's $40 million. Why should we be paying school taxes at all?
Yes, the age old question. The teachers, what the teachers will do. And by the way, God bless him for this. Unfortunately, it's not the teachers crying in that particular case. It's a situation of a teacher seeing a kid who has the misfortune of being raised by irresponsible parents showing up for school in the middle of winter without proper clothing because mom or dad are spending the money on other stuff. So the teacher feels a responsibility to get the kid a winter coat. And there's a lot of that that goes on.
Well, I understand that, but they should be reimbursed. And with all this slush fund of school tax money that we have, we don't know where that's going to. And like the past gentleman said, what's with all our streets? I mean, let's do it right the first time, but they don't. They just throw a little asphalt down and stuff, pat it down, and then it's good for about 2 weeks until it breaks up again.
Yeah, and well, to totally redo a road, like a total rebuild, many years ago, Jimmy Griffin told me it was approximately $1 million per mile.
Okay, well, another thing, Tom, I think we got Democrats like Mayor Brown's Democrat, and every year they'll come up with something else that... You know what? It's a money grab. They just keep taxing everybody. That's New York State, and when you got a Democrat running the state and the city, that's just what you get.
Well, I can't disagree, but thank you very much. I wouldn't expect a Republican landslide in the city of Buffalo over this anytime real soon. So these new cameras that are going up in school zones during the testing period. 10,000 cars per day broke the law, meaning that if the fines had been levied, that would have been $500,000 per day to the city of Buffalo. And I'm trying to figure out what the business plan is. Did the company provide the cameras gratis in exchange for a percentage? Did the city buy or lease the cameras and the company doesn't get a percentage? I mean, if your fine is being paid to a company in Massachusetts, I know what that suggests to me, but I don't like to make assumptions. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And then I'd like to know who the CEO of the company is and what the political donations of that CEO might have been. Mr. Franklin Heintzmann is running the board. If I'm going to say it, I'm going to say it the right way. Heintzmann! It sounds badass. I'm just saying. Heintzmann! Very badass.
I've gotten a lot of ketchup jokes, turtle, well, not turtle jokes, that's my first name.
No, but Heinz not, would be ketchup.
Right.
Or a hockey player who used to play for the Buffalo Sabres. But Heinzmann is just...
Never heard it that way.
Yeah, that doesn't get more German than that. Let's go to our next caller on WBEN. I told you I was watching World at War all weekend. What do you expect? Limericks? Okay, here's Rod on WBEN. Rod.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for making my call.
Yes, sir.
So this is making me want to beat my head against the wall. I was driving through Delta Sonic just now. I turned the radio back on, and here you are talking about this. And I've been fuming about it, just fuming about it since this came out. We moved here from Southern California in 2004. Prior to that, we were in Idaho. Then we were in North Carolina. We bounced around a bit, grew up in Texas. There's always been school zones, always. And there's always flashing lights, and there's always in the morning, you know, between whatever, 7:30 and 9 o'clock, or then again, 2:30 to 4, whatever the hell it is, pardon my French. But I'm driving down Delaware. I live right there, close to Canisius, and it just drives you crazy because it's all day. Now, maybe you've already talked about this, but if I'm driving down the street at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 10:30 in the morning or, you know, 2:30 for that, what are these kids out? Why do we have it all stinking day? This is what drives me nuts.
Well, I would further the question by saying, why do we need such rigorous enforcement? One would think that there's been a virtual bloodbath massacre in front of every one of these schools in the past decade, and I don't remember this.
And that's what I said to my wife. I'm like, why do they have this going on all day other than it being a cash grab? And here's the other thing that really just gets you. If you've ever gone on that strip on Delaware by Canisius, you see where it starts. They got the picture of the camera. Great. Not a flashing light. At least I don't think it is. But where does it end? So we played a little game. We're looking. We're driving down towards them. My wife works downtown. I'm downtown all the time. It doesn't say school zone ends anywhere. You don't see where it ends.
Oh, we need signs like the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, you don't know where it stops. And here's the other part of it. Now, I go on the other side as well. My daughter goes out to Sacred Heart. That's where she goes to high school. So Main Street is already a cluster. Main Street's a mess. So now it's just absolutely insane. So what do? So you find ways to cut through the neighborhoods. So now this traffic is going back into these neighborhood streets, which actually is a little bit better. I found a quicker route. You lose a lot of lights you're missing. But on the flip side of that, I don't want to go downtown. It takes me 5 minutes from my house to get downtown, which is great. But now I'm forced to go on the 33. It used to take me 5 minutes. Now it takes me like 15 or longer.
Jeez.
So the whole thing just, it's insane to me. And I think you mentioned about the problem that happened on the Skajakwood a few years back. I mean, knee-jerk reaction. Why are they all day? Can someone tell me why they're all day long? Why do we need them all day long? That just makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, we have decades and decades of a road. Tragically, one child was killed, which had nothing to do with the speed limit, by the way. It had everything to do with narcolepsy. And then suddenly the speed goes down by special decree by Governor Il Duce because the family had connections.
Well, it's a shame because there's so many wonderful things going on in Buffalo. I'm not one of these guys that just likes to bitch and moan and complain about things.
But I concur.
Just that lack of common sense. I mean, take a little extra time and think about it. Now, maybe they drop these fines down and they make some better signs with some of that revenue that actually have times where it matters. But again, high school kids, okay, so somebody made a point about maybe it's high school kids or maybe that was you that have different times. Hey, come on. You think it's the little kids that could run out in the street from the sidewalk that aren't paying attention that you got to worry about. Elementary schools, maybe middle schools. Yeah, you can say maybe you need them for high schools too, but do you really?
I don't know because I honestly can't think of a fatality outside of a school in the last 10 years in the city that was caused by a speeding driver.
Yeah, well,
I just can't.
My wife and I were talking Valentine's Day Friday. So I'm going to write a letter to the Buffalo News. But you know what? Now I don't have to. I vented on your show.
Yes, this is a much better option. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. We will continue. If you're just joining us, the city isn't messing around anymore. They're going to start putting up these beacons in these school zones where you're not supposed to do more than 15 miles an hour. And you're going to start getting dinged with a $50 fine. when you get collared by the camera. I still want to know what the business plan is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.